Welcome to the Ohio Christian Alliance Town Hall with OCA President Chris Long. The Ohio Christian Alliance is a voter education public policy organization that provides educational voter guides, legislative scorecards, and hosts public policy and candidate forums throughout the state of Ohio. Now, here's the host of today's program, Ohio Christian Alliance President Chris Long.
And welcome to tonight's Town Hall, and tonight we're going to have with us State Treasurer Josh Mandel, who will be joining us in a few minutes. And we're glad that you've joined us in this week-long special broadcast of the Ohio Christian Alliance Town Hall meetings. Last night we had State Senator Tim Grindel, State Senator Larry Oboff talking about the Founding of America Documents Bill. In fact, Senator Oboff dropped his Senate version of that bill today. That is Senate Bill 165. And the House version is House Bill 211 that State Representative John Adams introduced last week. So we're pleased that that legislation will be working its way through the Ohio legislature, and that it would strengthen Ohio's American government and civic standards for Ohio high schools, and that 9th through the 12th grades would be learning about the Declaration of Independence, the U.S. Constitution with an emphasis of the Bill of Rights, the Ohio Constitution, the Northwest Ordinance, the Federalist and Anti-Federalist Papers. And these are the foundational documents of our nation and of our representative republic. And it's so important that our young people learn and appreciate who we are as an American republic. Tonight's program, of course, will feature State Treasurer Josh Mandel, who will join us in just a few minutes. But let me tell you about our upcoming event, the Ohio Christian Alliance Spring Freedom Banquet. In fact, featured at the banquet will be State Treasurer Josh Mandel, Speaker of the House William Batchelder, and our keynote speaker is William Federer of the American Minute. You'll be hearing from him tomorrow night on the broadcast at 7:30. Tell your friends. You can also listen online, streamed over the Internet at WHKW's website, also linked at the Ohio Christian Alliance website. That's ohioca.org. If you'd like to register for the banquet, it is going to be Friday, May 13th at 7 p.m. at the Akron Fairlawn Hilton. The cost is $50, and it includes your dinner and, of course, the speakers that night. And a meet and greet begins at 6:15. We hope that you'll be able to come out early and meet with some of the elected officials and share with them and other guests as well. And again, that will be at the Akron Fairlawn Hilton at 7 p.m. Friday, May 13th, the Ohio Christian Alliance Spring Freedom Banquet. You can register by going online at ohioca.org or by phoning 330-887-1922. And I think we have Josh with us on the line, and he's going to be joining us in just a few minutes. But anyways, what we've seen in the news in the last couple of days, of course, is the demise of Osama bin Laden. And there's a lot that's being said about the interrogation techniques under the Bush administration and how indeed that would led to the capture, or actually the demise, of Osama bin Laden as one of the couriers. And they were tracking him as an individual from the time in which they obtained that information from Guantanamo Bay, of all places. Remember, the liberals wanted to do away with Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, where the detainees are under the Bush administration. But the Obama administration has kept Guantanamo Bay open and the detainees there as well. And so it seems as if these enhanced interrogation techniques actually did work and eventually led us to Osama bin Laden. So a lot of people pleased as the result of Sunday night's action. Congratulations to our military, who always do above and beyond the call of duty when they're asked to serve this country. Well, State Treasurer Josh Mandel, let me tell you a little bit about him. As our 48th State Treasurer, he was sworn in this year on January 10th of 2011. He is a Marine, and of course he served two tours of duty in Iraq and as state representative from the 17th Ohio House District. Josh has had an incredible career, both as a state legislator and as a Marine, and currently as our state treasurer. And he has traveled the state of Ohio, of course, as he was campaigning as for state treasurer last year, meeting with a lot of people, and he's a very hard-working candidate. In fact, what he would often do is bring a worn-out pair of shoes that he would hold up to the attendees of any gathering and show the worn-out soles of those shoes as he walked all through his district, some 19,679 doors, and wearing out three pairs of shoes and doing it in 2008. And he was elected to a second term representing the district there, the 17th district. Well, we're going to take a break, and with us coming back will be State Treasurer Josh Mandel, and he will be sharing with us the duties of the Treasurer's Office of the State of Ohio. Again, if you'd like to register for the Ohio Christian Alliance Spring Freedom Banquet, you want to log on to ohioca.org or phone us at 330-887-1922 is our phone line, and we'll be right back after this message.
The Ohio Christian Alliance Special with Chris Long is being brought to you in part by Attorney Ron Kohler. For over 24 years, Attorney Ron Kohler has provided estate planning and estate administration services in the Akron-Canton area. The estate planning services Attorney Ron Kohler offers include preparation of wills, living trust, financial powers of attorney, and living wills. Has your estate plan been completed, or is it something you've been putting off? Estate planning isn't as painful or as expensive as you may think. Call Attorney Ron Kohler for estate planning services at 330-644-3572. Attorney Ron Kohler can assist you with the administration of an estate or guardianship. Attorney Ron Kohler has evening hours available for your convenience, and his office is conveniently located on Manchester Road in Coventry Township, just south of Akron. That's Attorney Ron Kohler, 330-644-3572, 330-644-3572.
Welcome back to this segment of the Town Hall of the Ohio Christian Alliance. I'm your host, Chris Long. I'm the president of the Ohio Christian Alliance. And as promised, with us on the phone is State Treasurer Josh Mandel. Mr. Mandel, welcome.
Thanks, Chris. How are you doing?
Good. Well, thanks for joining us tonight, Mr. Treasurer, and wanted to just take some time with you this evening to talk about the Treasurer's Office here in the state of Ohio. Of course, this has been a busy legislature session in Columbus, and we're seeing, of course, the governor rolled out his budget earlier this year, in which living within our means seems to be the theme, as the governor has cut state government across the board and has also found ways to fund essential programs, but cut in areas and where there's not growth, and that the economy has dictated that we be more responsible and, of course, good stewards of what we have.
It's a time, I think, here in Ohio and around the country for fiscal responsibility and fiscal restraint. And I think you're seeing leaders throughout the nation, and especially here in the Midwest, which has been hit a little bit harder disproportionately than other parts of the state as far as job loss goes, really tightening the belt and making tough decisions. And so one of the things I think is important is to put aside the partisanship and just really do what's best for the solvency of our state and what's best for the citizens of our state and our country. And I know your organization is a nonpartisan organization, and you guys have done a great job of involving Democrats, Republicans, and independents. And I think it's the same type of leadership we need to employ at all levels of government, city, county, state, in order to bring some fiscal sanity to government in America.
Well, that's right. In fact, having this adult conversation as we move forward at all levels as to where cuts need to be happening and good stewardship of the resources that we have. And I think that people are beginning to engage in that. Of course, on a daily basis, people are being pinched at the pump as gas prices are climbing, inflation is creeping up on both food and commodities. And, of course, that really hits the bottom line of many families across the state of Ohio. But there is a bit of good news that's coming out of Columbus, is that I'm told in a rumor that receipts may be better than expected, that the report that's coming out in June. What have you heard of that?
Well, it looks like things are starting to bounce back a little. Obviously, those reports are not out yet, but some parts of the economy are, in fact, making a comeback. But there's many parts of our state that are still downtrodden and still hit pretty hard, especially those parts of the state that historically have really depended upon a manufacturing base. And one of the things that I know the governor is focused on and I'm focused on, the legislature is focused on, is trying to stop the state bureaucrats in Columbus from getting in the way of manufacturing companies and other family companies, you know, getting in the way of their ability to create jobs and grow. Unfortunately, we've had this culture within our state EPA, Bureau of Workers' Compensation, taxation, or other departments, where too many bureaucrats have had the attitude that businesses are guilty until proven innocent. And we really need to change that culture so that when the state bureaucrats in Columbus wake up in the morning, they look themselves in the mirror and they ask themselves the question, how within my ethical code, how within the bounds of the law, can I help small businesses in Ohio succeed today? And that really needs to be the culture and the attitude of our state government in order to facilitate an environment for economic recovery.
Well, Josh, tell us what the treasurer's office, what simply does the treasurer do for the state of Ohio, for those of us listeners that are just tuning in?
Sure. The treasurer's office does a variety of things for the taxpayers of Ohio. We collect, protect, and invest fees and also some taxes for the state. We collect them and have a Department of Revenue Management that manages that process. In addition to that, we protect them. We hold them in trust. And we also invest them to try to maximize a rate of return in the most responsible way possible. I have given my staff a direction that when investing people's hard-earned dollars, they must do it with the principles of safety, liquidity, and yield in mind in that order. Safety needs to come first. These are very hard-earned dollars, and people are sacrificing time with family and community in order to work oftentimes two and three jobs, and it's ever important that we do what we can to protect these dollars, and when investing them, do it in a fiscally conservative way, in a way that maintains the safety. We are also one of the debt issuing authorities for the state when the state is issuing debt and doing bond work. On top of that, our office also runs some financial literacy programs in certain areas of the state. And that's one of the areas in which we've had public-private partnerships, where a state government has reached out to for-profit companies and also not-for-profit corporations to see how we could work together to educate folks on financial literacy and really deliver some of the skills that they may not have been delivered to them in their K-12 education or college education in order to keep them out of financial trouble. I'm a believer in investing in the front end when it comes to financial literacy. And, I think that within the K-12 curriculum and the colleges and universities, there should be a little more emphasis on classes that include financial literacy and general business practices.
Well, we're going to take a break, Josh, and we're going to come back, and I want to expound upon that. And we're speaking with State Treasurer Josh Mandel, who has joined us this evening. You're listening to the Ohio Christian Alliance Town Hall Meeting, a special week of broadcast here on WHKW, 1220 AM. And we hope that you'll join us all week long. Tomorrow will be William Fetter, but we'll be back with State Treasurer Josh Mandel right after this message.
The Ohio Christian Alliance special with Chris Long is being brought to you in part by Attorney Ron Kohler. For over 24 years, Attorney Ron Kohler has provided estate planning and estate administration services in the Akron-Canton area. The estate planning services Attorney Ron Kohler offers include preparation of wills, living trust, financial powers of attorney, and living wills.
Has your estate plan been completed, or is it something you've been putting off? Estate planning isn't as painful or as expensive as you may think. Call attorney Ron Kohler for estate planning services at 330-644-3572. Attorney Ron Kohler can assist you with the administration of an estate or guardianship. Attorney Ron Kohler has evening hours available for your convenience, and his office is conveniently located on Manchester Road in Coventry Township, just south of Akron. That's attorney Ron Kohler, 330-644-3572. 330-644-3572.
We're back with State Treasurer Josh Mandel, who's with us on the phone, and we're live in the studios of WHKW tonight, broadcasting the Ohio Christian Alliance Town Hall meeting. Mr. Treasurer, welcome back.
Hey, thank you, Chris. I'm enjoying the show.
Well, you're talking about financial literacy, and this is really interesting. I was talking to your staff the other day. I think this is a great program that you have because in Ohio high schools, they're teaching now some basic things before kids graduate about financial decision making, basically how to make a budget and balance their checkbook, how to use credit effectively, and risk management and wealth creation and investing. I think that's key because it was about a year ago I was getting my hair cut, and the young lady that was cutting my hair, we were talking. She was asking me what I do in Columbus, and she was talking about how she's a single mother and she basically is trying to make ends meet, but she wanted to buy a house, and she looked at her credit and couldn't, she realized how her credit rating really affected her ability to make financial decisions. And it kind of, she says, I wish that I had been taught this in school. And I said, well, you know, we'll look into that. Well, there was a Senate Bill 311 a few years ago that was passed in the Ohio legislature, and this is what you're talking about of a program that you run from the treasurer's office. Tell us more about that.
Well, you know, within the treasurer's office, we have a variety of financial literacy programs. We have a Smart Money Choices program. We also have programs in high schools as well where we educate students. We had some of our trainers in a school in Lake County earlier this year, and the reality is, you know, we can do everything within our power and bandwidth to deliver these education programs to students and others. But the reality is, you know, the state treasurer's office is not that large of an office. And in general, with 11.4 million people in the state, you know, we can only cover so much ground. And that's why it's important that we leverage relationships with folks in churches and synagogues and folks in nonprofit organizations and some companies to try to deliver that education as well. And one of the things that I think will be seen more and more is investment on the front end, where I think educators, both in the public side and private side, are going to be putting a higher emphasis on delivering this type of education within the curriculum to students, because at the end of the day, it impacts our economy. I think we've seen with the massive foreclosure rate in our state, and especially here in Northeast Ohio, and then also with some other credit problems that families and small businesses have encountered, that it's ever important that folks are educated when it comes to financial decision making. On top of that, Chris, I think one of the issues that probably does not get enough play at the high school level or the college level is just how to manage a small business. And, you know, I think the more that we can have basic business courses within high schools, and obviously, within the curriculum at some colleges and universities, the better that, folks will be down the road. Because I think you're finding, in this economy more and more people working a full-time job during the day, and oftentimes at lunchtime and nighttime on the weekends, they might be, running their own, side small business to try to, make a little more money to help put food on the table and maybe save for their kids' education or save for their own retirement. I believe that down the road we're going to be seeing more and more of that. And if we can equip citizens in our state and country with the tools and the tool belt to be able to succeed in running their own companies, I think the better we'll be as a state, a country, and the more competitive we'll be in the global marketplace. The reality is, while we are competing against folks in Indiana and Michigan and Pennsylvania, we're also competing against folks in India and Russia and China and Saudi Arabia and Venezuela and other countries around this world. And we need to do everything we can
to equip our citizenry with the tools and the tool belt to compete and succeed in the global marketplace.
Well, and the good team in Columbus, I think, has a good plan forward. The governor and you're working with the governor's office, and I think that we're on the right track. Josh, you have served us as a state representative here in the state of Ohio in the 17th District. You served as a Marine in two tours in Iraq. And I have to ask you, from the breaking news of Sunday night, what your thoughts are.
Well, like all Americans, I was very proud of those Navy SEALs who did that job, and also just very happy that he was brought to justice. You know, it's a time, I think, for our country to celebrate his being brought to justice, but also for us to reflect upon the past 10 years since September 11th and a lot of the American blood and treasure that's been lost in fighting this fight. And it's also a time, I think, for us to remind each other that we need to keep our eyes wide open to the future. And while the leader of Al-Qaeda there in Osama bin Laden is now eliminated, that doesn't mean that enemy elements are eliminated, and that doesn't mean that there are not still folks who wish destruction on America and on our allies throughout the world. And it's important to recognize that we still have a lot of young men and women overseas in Iraq, Afghanistan, and other foreign countries who are doing their job and doing what they were trained to do. And I think, you know, by and large, you know, it's just important for us to look backwards, reflect, and celebrate, but also stay focused on the future and stay focused on the mission at hand, and to do everything we can as citizens to support troops overseas who are there carrying out the mission of keeping the American people safe and secure.
Well said, Josh. And again, we want to thank you for your service to this country. Even as you served in the Ohio legislature, you served as a Marine in Iraq, and you are serving us now as our 48th state treasurer. And we're looking forward to you joining us on the 13th of May at the Ohio Christian Alliance Spring Freedom Banquet. Mr. Treasurer, Josh, thanks so much for joining us tonight.
Have a great evening, Chris.
Thank you. You've been listening to the Town Hall Meeting with the Ohio Christian Alliance. My name is Chris Long. You can join us tomorrow night as we'll be featuring Bill Federer of the American Minute, who will be sharing from his new book. And that book is From Change to Chains, 6,000 Years in a Quest to Control. He will be our keynote speaker. But again, you can register for the banquet at ohioca.org or phone 330-887-1922. We'll be with you tomorrow night at 7:30. We'll see you then.
Thank you for listening to the Ohio Christian Alliance Town Hall with OCA President Chris Long. The Ohio Christian Alliance is a voter education public policy organization that provides educational voter guides, legislative scorecards, and hosts public policy and candidate forums throughout the state of Ohio. To learn more, visit them online at ohioca.org. That's ohioca.org. This program has been sponsored by the Ohio Christian Alliance.